Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 16.
雅各书第二章第十六节。
My beloved is mine, I am his.
羊人属我，我也属他。
Chapter 6.
第六章。
Song of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 3.
雅各书第六章第三节。
The first sentence, I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine.
前半段，我属我的良人，我的良人也属我。
Chapter 7, verse 10.
第七章第十节。
I am my beloved, and his desire is toward me.
我属我的良人，他也恋慕我。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, again we come helpless and hopeless before you this morning.
天父，我们今天早上来到你面前，我们是这样的，没有盼望，没有希望。
Many times during the week, we've used our minds to figure out various problems.
在过去的一个礼拜，我们用我们的头脑来解决任何所有的问题。
But when it comes to understanding your plan, when it comes to understanding those things that are eternal, we need your Spirit.
但是我们实在需要你的圣灵来教导我们，来明白你的旨意。
Therefore, we're helpless and hopeless.
所以我们是这样的无助。
We need a fresh anointing this morning.
我们需要有新鲜的膏油。
So that we can see beyond ourselves.
我们能够看过超越我们自己。
We can see that which is pure.
我们能够看见那是纯洁的。
That which you consider important.
那你在对你是重要的。
That which you consider heavenly.
在对你是属天的。
Father, we would ask right now that you would speak to, through the speaker.
亲爱的天父，我们现在求你借着讲员来对我们说话。
Through the translation.
借着翻译的对我们说话。
And anoint the ears of the hearer.
求你圣灵膏油膏所有听的耳朵。
That this morning we might behold your face.
今天早上我们能够来看见你的容面。
The face of your precious son.
看见你宝贝儿子的面。
We thank you and praise you.
我们感谢赞美你。
In Jesus' name, amen.
靠主耶稣的名 ，amen.
As we come to the end of the year, I think we're reminded that life continues. Life is always moving forward.
当我们到了年尾的时候，我们就看见说这个生命是一直继续不断的。
This is a characteristic of God. He is always on the move, always going forth.
这也是神的一个性质，他是一直往前走。
As we look at the stories in the Old Testament, we see constantly this movement. Whether it's Abraham, whether it's Moses, they are at a place for a certain time, and then there's that movement forward.
我们在读旧约故事里面，我们看见神是一直往前走的，不管是亚伯拉罕、摩西，我们看见他们在一个地方，然后他们就继续往前走。
And for a good reason, man is born in sin.
也是为了一个好的原因，人是出生就是在生在罪中。
Man is going in exactly the opposite direction of God.
人所走的路乃是与神是正好相反的。
God is man is in love with himself.
人是爱自己的。
Man is in love with this world.
人是爱世界的。
Man loves to sin.
人爱喜爱活在最终。
And all three of these things are the antithesis or the opposite of what God is after.
这三样事情都是与神是完全相反的。
So we see God going in a direction, and we are to come into God's plan, come into what God wants, then there must be that following.
我们看见神是往一个方向走，若是我们要进入神的计划里面，神的旨意里面，我们必须要跟他走同样的方向。
But there is this innate thing in man which likes to.Stop.
但是在人的里面就有一个喜欢，就是喜欢停下来。
Man wants to consolidate, get everything in one little happy family.
人喜欢把所有好的东西都收集起来，放在一个很快乐的家庭里面。
We're always looking for a particular goal in our life when then everything is going to be okay.
我们总是在生活里面寻找有一个特别的目标。然后我们达到了，那每一件事情都很好。
Those of you who are students look forward to the time when you graduate because at that point, then life would be full and complete.
在做学生的就是希望等到毕业那一天呢，我们的生活就会非常美满完全。
And we've said before that then there's that looking towards marriage, and when marriage comes and I am with that right person, that person that I want to be with, then everything is going to be okay.
然后就是希望能够找到一个很好的伴侣。我们若是有了那个好的伴侣以后，结了婚了，我们一切都很好。
Mothers, when we just get past that 9 months of pregnancy, then when I have that little baby, that's the goal. That's when it, life is going to be complete.
那做母亲的想到说，只要过了那九个月怀孕期，得到 baby 真的生出来以后，那就好了。
But then it's when we get them trained. Then it's going to be okay.
然后就说等到他训，等我们把他训练好以后，那就好了。
Or get beyond those terrible two.
或者过了那个非常可怕的两岁。
Or I'll be so glad when I can get them into school.
那等到我若是能够把他放进学校里面，那我就很高兴。
Then I'll have the freedom to keep my house the way I've always wanted to, always neat and clean and just the way that I envision it should be.
那我就能够把我家里面总是保持得非常干干净净，很整齐。
And then to get those children through those teenage years, those hard years.
然后就是过了他们十几岁青那个少年期。
Oh, to get them married.
或者是等到他们结婚以后。
But then all of a sudden our daughter is pregnant.
然后在不久我们的女儿就怀孕了。
And so grandmas and grandpas are praying for the pregnancy.
然后祖父祖母们就为着这个怀孕祷告。
And of course the recycle continues.
然后就又开始了一个新的循环。
But in man's heart, he's always trying to get to, he always has in his mind there is a place where he can stop and sort of tidy up the line.
在人的思想里面总是想说他们到了一个地方他们就可以停下来然后休息。
It's something that we see the difference in as far as a poor general and a good general in the military.
在军队里面我们看到一个不好的将军跟一个好的将军的分歧就在这里。
In World War II, in the European theater, we had two famous generals.
在第二次世界大战的时候在欧洲那边有两个很有名的将军。
I don't mean to, mean to say that there was not, others. In fact, there were many, many famous generals, but I just want to emphasize two for a minute.
其他还有许许多多很有名很好的将军但是我只想要注重于两个
Just to point out this contrast.
就只是要让你们看见这个对比
The British had a general by the name of Montgomery.
英国的将军是 Montgomery.
And the United States had a general by General George S. Patton.
美国有一个将军
And these two generals had similar authority.
他们是有大概有同样的权威
They both were responsible for armies.
他们都是要管军队的。
Tens of thousands of men.
有几千万的人。
But one, Montgomery, always wanted to regroup, settle down, tidy up the line, prepare for battle.
麦高乐他总是喜欢停下来把他军队重整以后预备好为了征战。
And any of you who've studied George S. Patton, he was exactly the opposite. He had a few men, he wanted to take them to battle. Get going.
George S. 他就是完全相反的，他有了几个人，他就带他们进入到战战里面。
And while the enemy was wondering when they were going to attack, he had already attacked.
在当那个敌人还在想说他什么时候会来，他已经在那边了。
Montgomery often gave the enemy time to evaluate, reconnaissance, and check out the position. Patton was there and gone before there was any reconnaissance taking place.
那麦高乐他总是给那个敌人有机会在那边考虑计算。但是美国的这个将军他就已经进去打完仗。
But the characteristic of Patton is very characteristic of us.
但是这个美国这个将军 Patton 他的性格就是我们的性格。
We love to sort of tidy up our position, just stop and sort of wait around.
我们总是喜欢停下来整理一下，然后再等一下。
But when we look at the Lord, we see sort of this characteristic of Patton that's always on the move.
但是我们看见我们主耶稣的个性就好像是 Patton 一样，还是往前走的。
All through the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we see the disciples sort of trying to keep up with Jesus.
在四福音书里面，马太、马可、路加、约翰，我们看见这些门徒们好像一直要跟着主走。
Just about the time that they had a sort of a pattern.They sort of had the Lord figured out, had him in a little box, he went exactly the opposite direction and just destroyed their premise, their idea of the way the Lord functioned.
当那些门徒们好像觉得说他们已经知道主的行踪他的行程是怎么样的时候 主耶稣 就转了一个弯做了一个非常跟他平常不一样的事他们就不知道。
And the reason for this is that the Lord has a goal in mind.
是原因是因为主在他的心里面有一个目标。
And his goal is much different than what we tend to understand and to believe.
他的目标与我们所想要知道的跟相信的是完全不一样。
We've said so many times that the Lord has a plan.
我们说过很多次主有一个计划。
He has a purpose.
他有一个目的。
And his purpose is his son.
他的目的就是他的儿子。
And as this morning, as we came around the Lord's table, we were recognizing through the prayers and through the song that there was one person that has come to this earth in humanity, in the form of humanity, that's much different than all the rest of us.
今天早上我们在顶杯桌子的前面的时候，我们借着诗歌祷告，我们一直看见一个人，他是来到人间，成为人的样式，但是他却是我们跟人和人不一样。
And the character and the holiness and the righteousness of this one person is what God intended for everyone.
他所有的公义圣洁乃是在神愿意我们每一个人都有的。
So God as it is moving on through history, and his eyes are constantly looking down over this earth, looking to and fro for one person with a heart, with the motive to seek after him.
我们的主一直是往前进行的，他的眼睛也一直在遍察全地，在这边查看说有没有一个人，他的心是完全向着主的。
And we'll look at an example of this in just a minute in Song of Solomon.
我们可以用雅歌书这里面来做一个例子。
And this past week we were looking at a word called octave.
这个过去一个礼拜我们在一直看到这个字八。
Those of you who study music know what an octave is from C to C.
若是知道若是读音乐的话，你知道说那个一个音阶就是从 C 到 C.
C B E F G A B C.
C B E F G A B.
Eight. As we all know in the Bible that word seven means completion.
我们知道在圣经里面七是代表完全。
And we all want to come into that word completion. Complete. That's a good word. We like that.
我们都很喜欢这个字完全。我们都希望进入到完全的里面。
But in the Bible, we say today, the first day of the week, is really the eighth day.
在圣经我们也看到今天是一周的第一日，也是第八天。
Yesterday was the seventh day, the Sabbath, the rest.
昨天是第七天，是安息日。
But Jesus, the God, is always starting a new beginning, and it starts with that next octave.
神一直是有一个新的开始，然后他就再开始一个新的八。
And this morning we're going to want to look at how the Lord continually keeps moving forward.
我们今天早上要来看神是如何的一直往前行。
We want to rest.
我们喜欢休息。
We want to rest on our tradition.
我们喜欢在我们的传统上休息下来。
A lot of the habits.
我们的习惯上。
Some rituals.
一些仪式上。
We see God as a progressive God.
但是我们看见神是一直往。
He is not satisfied with mediocrity.
他并不满足在现在的光景。
He is not satisfied with us just being good people.
他并不是只是希望我们只是做个好人。
What is he satisfied with?
他所满足的是什么？
I hope this is one lesson we have learned this year.
我希望这是我们在这今年里面所学到的一个功
课。Only his son.
就是他的儿子。
Nothing else.
没有别的事情。
That's why we in our religion make the fatal mistake of attempting to become something good.
就是所以我们在我们的宗教里面做了一个非常一个错误，就是一个大的错误，就是我们要做一些好的事情。
A lot of times we're proud of our manner.
我们常常以我们自己的礼节来为骄傲。
Thinking that is presentable, that is good.
那个看起来很体面，是很好的。
There is only one person the Father considers good, and that is His Son.
只有一个人我们天父认为是好的，就是他的儿子。
And so briefly, the Father is simply the reason there is this movement through the year, and there will be this movement through 1994, is to bring everyone into His Son.
神之所以在1993年里面一直进行到1994里，就是要把我们每一个人都带到他的儿子里面去。
And He uses all means to accomplish that.
他用所有任何一切的方法来完成他的目标。
And when we see this, this is why we'll be able to rejoice in all things. Because whatever happens this year, the Father only has one thing in mind in 1994.
当我们若是看到这一点的话呢，我们就能够常常喜乐，因为知道所有临到我们的事情，神只有一个目标，就是要带我们进到1994年。
To bring each one of us from a self-centered, self-pitying, self-confident individual into His Son.
让我们从一个自我为中心、自我可怜、自我相信的一种情况里面进入到他的儿子里面。
The Lord is going to take death this year. The very apex, the zenith of what Satan can do. He can bring death to this earth and to people. God is going to take death to bring us into His Son.
死亡是
撒旦。In a deeper way.
死亡是撒旦所能够做到最高的一个工作，但是神要把我们从这死亡的光景里面带到一个新他儿子里面。
He is going to bring ill health. Another one of the satanic stratagems of the enemy. He is going to allow those things to enter into our life in order to bring us into His life.
他也让我们在身体上的不舒服，要借着这个来带领我们进入到他儿子里面。
Loss of job.
或者是失业。
A cantankerous spouse.
或者是一个很
difficult spouse.
脾气不好的配偶。
An implacable supervisor, a difficult supervisor.
或者一个是很难对付的一个上司。
Unfair supervisor.
或者一个不公平的上司。
Unkind, unreasonable supervisor or boss.
或者是不友善的上司。
All for one reason.
都是有一个原因。
In order to cause us to look up.
让我们能够向上举目。
There's only one way of coming before the Lord, and that's to be in a helpless and hopeless situation.
只有当我们落在一个无助无望的光景中，我们才会来到主面前。
When we're confident in our health,
或者我们以我们自己的健康为自信的话。
When we're numero uno in our occupation,
或者我们对我们自己的工作很有自信的话。
When everyone looks up to us,
当每一个人都看重我们的时候。
When it's easy for us to pray,
当我们很容易就能够祷告的时候。
The words just seem to flow,
好像那个祷告的词句就涌出来。
We have a tendency what?
那我们就能常常会倾向怎么样？
To look at ourselves.
就来看我们自己。
To look away from the Father.
就不再看天父。
To get our eyes off of Christ.
那个眼睛就不再注视基督。
I'm sure I've quoted this before. I've quoted it many times. It's a little saying that says, I looked at Christ and the dove came in.
我想我说过这句话很多次，就是当我眼睛注视基督的时候，鸽子就进到我里面。
I looked at the dove.
我看着鸽子的时候。
The gifts.
那些恩赐。
And all that the Holy Spirit does bring.
所有圣灵所带来的。
And it flew away.
就都飞走了。
I looked at Christ and the dove came in.
我看基督的时候，鸽子就来了。
I looked at the dove and it flew away.
我看到鸽子的时候，所有就飞去。
You know, looking at the Holy Spirit, looking at the ministry of the Holy Spirit, looking at the service of the Holy Spirit and all the wonderful things, that seems like a real wonderful thing. That's about as good as we can get.
当我们注视圣灵所做的工作，圣灵所做的一切事物的时候，都是很好的。
But has God the Father put the Holy Spirit in that elevated position?
但是天父是不是把圣灵放在那个那么崇高的地位呢？
When we were around this table this morning, was this the Holy Spirit's table?
今天早上我们围坐在桌子面前的时候，这是不是圣灵的桌子呢？
Or was it His Son?
还是他儿子的？
It's His Son we exalted and we lifted up and we praised this morning.
今天早上我们是高举他儿子的名，我们是来赞美他的儿子。
The Book of Song of Solomon is a story of progression.
在雅歌书里面就是一个前进的一个故事。
It's simply a love story.
是一个爱的故事。
Between God, between Christ and us.
是基督和我们之间爱的故事。
From a very infant stage until there's complete union and trust.
从一个婴儿期一直进到完全的相近完全的合一。
Let's look at those three verses.
让我们再来看这三节圣经。
Just as an example.
做一个例子。
Second chapter of Song of Solomon.
雅歌书第二章。
16th verse.
第十六节。
A person, my beloved is mine, and I am his.
良人属我，我也属他。
This is our initial response to the Lord. He is mine. I get something from him. He gives me joy. He gives me peace. I no longer fear death. I am getting something. He is mine. See the emphasis here?
是我们刚刚得救的时候我们的那个光景。我的主是我的，他给我平安，他给我喜乐。
But it changes. Look over to the sixth chapter as we see the maturing here. As the Lord brings this woman along, this bride along, there's a change of emphasis in chapter 6.
当我们看到第六章的时候，我们就看到这借着主这样慢慢带领这位心腹一直往前走，一直成长，我们就看到在那边有改变。
6:3, I am my beloved.
第六章第三节，我属我的良人。
This is what the Lord's after.
这是主要得着的。
I am my beloved.
我属我的良人。
And secondarily, my beloved is mine.
然后我的良人也属我。
So we're in an adolescent stage where there's a progression. There's a change of attitude. It's not loving the Lord for what we can get.
在这里我们看见有所改变。我们并不是爱主是因为我们能够得到什么。
A conditional type love.
好像是有条件的爱。
The Lord wants us to love Him.And our brother's prayer this morning during the Lord's table where he mentioned we're worshiping the character, the nature of the Lord Jesus.
就像我们弟兄今天早上在主桌子面前的祷告一样，我们乃是来敬拜我们主的性格，他的性情。
It's wonderful to thank him around the table for salvation. We're thankful for that.
我们在主的桌子面前感谢他的救赎是非常好的。
This morning, all of us, the only reason we are here is because of heartbeat.Courtesy of the Lord Jesus.
今天早上我们之所以能够在这边是因为我们有心跳乃是神所赐给我们。
Nishma, that breath of life that the Lord gives us is courtesy of the Lord Jesus this morning.
神所给我们的气息乃是他对我们的恩典。
This morning the Lord has provided the logistics of clothing, of shelter, of transportation for one reason, in order that we might come here, in order that we might grow up into His Son.
今天主给我们衣服，给我们地方，给我们车子，就是让我们能够聚集在一起，能够来敬拜。
But in our infant stage, we emphasize those are the important things to us.
但是当我们在婴儿期的时候，我们就很注重这些外面的事物。
And naturally so, because we are earthly people.
这是自然的，因为我们是属地的人。
So, much of our prayer centers around, praying for things.Praying for these logistical, physical things, and even spiritual things.
所以我们的祷告总是围绕着一些一些属世的事物，或者是即使是属灵的事物。
But God's goal.
但是神的目标。
Is that we love Him because of who He is. Period.
他乃是要我们爱他，是因着他是谁。
Because He is perfect.
因为他是完美的。
Because he loves unconditionally.
因为他对我们的爱是没有条件的。
What kind of predicament would you and I be in this morning if the Lord loved us when we were good?
若是当我们好的时候主才爱我们的话，那我们今天会落在一个何等悲惨的光景里面。
When we were obedient out of our, out of the innermost part of our being, that would be the only time the Lord could love us. What kind of predicament would we be in?
若是我们神爱我们是当我们能够从心里面来顺服他的话，那我们会落在一个何等样的光景里。
How many times this past week have we had to confess our going astray?
在过去一个礼拜我们多少次要承认主说我们是远离他了。
Attitudes that were not pleasing to the Lord.
我们的态度不讨主的喜悦。
Irritations, aggravations towards family members.
对家里人里面的一些不平。
What does the Lord do?
那主做什么呢?
He forgives.
他就赦免我们。
And he forgives.
赦免我们。
And he forgives.
赦免我们。
Because his nature transcending unconditional love.
这是乃是因为他的性情，这是他那个超越一切的爱，没有条件的爱。
Seventh chapter in the tenth verse.
第七章第十节。
I am my beloved, and his desire is towards me. He delights in me.
我属我的良人，他也恋慕我，他喜爱我。
Why does God delight in this bride, in this beautiful woman?
主喜爱这个新妇，喜爱是什么呢？
Because all he sees is his son.
因为他所看见的就是他的自己的儿子。
There's no more trying to get from God type attitude from this person.
在这里，这个人他已经再没有那种想要为自己得到什么东西的那种态度了。
This forms an outline for the song of the book of Song of Solomon.
这就是雅各书的一个大纲。
This morning we thought we would just have a little fellowship on the third chapter of Song of Solomon.
我想我们一起来交通一下第三章。
Sort of as a summary of the year.
可以说是一个这一年的一个总结。
And also to give us a vision, a view forward into 1994 as to where the Lord is taking us.
那也让我们有一个看见，让我们看见说在1994年里面主要带我们怎样往前走。
You know, the Lord has a goal for 94.
你知道主在1994年里面他有一个目标。
And yet one thing different about the Lord, when he makes a resolution, when he resolves to do something in 94, he is going to get it.
当神许愿在1994年里面要做什么事情的时候，他就会做到。
He is going to accomplish his goal.
他会要达到他的目标。
Now the question is this morning, is it going to include us?
今天早上的问题就是我们会不会在里面。
Are we going to come along and be a part of God's fulfillment?
我们会不会是与神一起同行，直到他的旨意成全？
God always gets what he desires.
神他总是能够得到他心里所要的。
And he's looking for many sons, exactly, Christians, little Christ, in 1994.
他在1994年里面要寻找许多的儿子，就是小基督，像他儿子一样。
We're not going to read the third chapter, we're just going to skim it, just sort of verse by verse, just as an outline.
我们不把第三章读一次，但是我们就一节一节的讲下去。
Song of Solomon.Third chapter, first verse. By night on my bed, I sought the one I love. I sought him, but I did not find him.
第三章第一节，我夜间躺卧在床上，寻找我心所爱的，我寻找他却寻不见。
Oh, how many times we tried to find the Lord by ourselves.
多少次我们想要靠着自己来寻找我们的主。
By our own means.
靠着我们自己的方法。
By what we think is the way to find the Lord.
照着我们自己所认为能够寻找到主的方法。
Instead of following the way the Lord has laid down to find him.
却不是寻着他已经神所立定的。
Somehow this maiden has gotten separated from intimate communion with the Lord.
在一些时候这个心腹就与他的主分开了。
In the last chapter and before, we see her in the chamber with her little master.
在前一章我们看到她在她的内室里面跟她的主在一起。
We see a real intimacy, a closeness between the Lord and this maid.
我们看见主和这位心腹之间扎偶之间有一个非常亲密的关系。
But night after night now, she keeps seeking the Lord.And she can't find it.
但是在这里他每夜在那边寻找主，但是却找不到他。
Mentions here three times she's seeking him.
在这边提到三次他在寻找他。
What is it she's looking for?
他在寻找什么呢？
Just as we just said, she's looking for those feelings.
他在寻找那些感觉。
When she came to know the Lord, and I think all of you in here can identify this, when you came to know the Lord, often the Lord gave youa peace, a joy.
我想我们在座的人每个人都可以认同这一点，就是当我们来刚刚认识主的时候，
a lot of you,
excuse me,
a lot of you had an automatic love to read the word.
我们就很自然的能够来喜爱读他的话语。
It was just a sort of euphoria.
就好像这种很喜乐的光景。
The Lord in His mercy gives us to it.
因着主的怜悯，他把这些赐给我们。
It's just like a little baby nursing. Every time the baby wants them, you just give them exactly what they want, the bottle.
就像一个小婴儿一样，他每次要什么，你就马上给他他所要想要的。
But sooner or later, that baby has to grow up.
但是不管怎么样，这个小孩子都要慢慢长大。
And we call that weaning.
我们就靠那个断奶期。
The baby does not get what they want when they want it.
这个小孩子就不在他所想要得到的东西的时候，或者他总是能够得到他所想要得到的东西。
The Lord is taking us to a place where we want Him, not the things that He gives.
主要带我们到一个境界，是我们要他自己，而不是要他所能够赐给我们的。
And as long as this maiden, as long as you and I,are focused on getting what we can from the Lord is like that dove. The Lord just sort of drifts away.
只要我们的 眼睛一直注视在我们所能够得到的东西上面，主就好像那个鸽子一样就飞走了。
The Lord drives us, the Lord never leaves us, but those feelings are no longer there.
主是不会离开我们的，但是那个感觉就失去了。
When we look at Paul's life, we see a difference. When he talks aboutAnd hunger, I gave praise to the Lord. And when I had a lot, I gave praise to the Lord. When I had my health, I gave praise to the Lord. When I didn't have my health, I gave praise to the Lord. This is where the Lord wants to get us.
在保罗的书信里面，我们看到说，他不管在他富足的时候，他赞美神；他在贫穷的时候赞美神；健康的时候赞美神；疾病的时候，他也赞美神。这就是神所要得着的。
Have you ever thought of why the Lord says, "Give thanks in all things"?
你有没有想过说主为什么叫我们在凡事上谢恩呢？
Can we do this 24 hours a day regardless of the situations that come into our life? Can we actually do this?
我们是否能够在一天24小时能做到这一点呢？不管我们所面临的环境是什么。
Or has the Lord just put this up here as a goal that we sort of just jump up and try to attain once in a while?
还是神只是把这个放成一高高的放在上面，像一个目标一样，我们只是想在那边一直想要得着他呢？
Rejoice in the Lord, and again I say rejoice, Paul says.
保罗说，在主里喜乐，我再说要在主里喜乐。
How can this be? Is this to be a reality?
这是能够成为实际吗？
Well, it is if we have a heavenly Father.
若是我们有天上的父的话，这就是。
If our Heavenly Father truly loves us,
若是我们天父真正的爱我们的话，
our Heavenly Father would give us exactly the right environment in order for us to grow up to what He wants.
他会给我们那个最好的环境，让我们能够长大，长成他所要我们。
Has He given us the right boss?
他有没有给我们这个对的老板呢？
Has He given us the right employees underneath of us?
或者他给我们那个对的雇员呢？
Has He given us the right colleagues on the job?
或者他给我们对的同事呢？
Has He given us the perfect teachers, those of you who are, and coaches, those of you who are students?
对着学生而言，他是不是给我们最好的老师？
Has He given us the perfect mate?
他是否给我们那个最完美的那个配偶呢？
Did God make a mistake? Was there an accident?
神是否做错事了呢？
Even if we did not have the right motivation when we got married.
即使在我们结婚的时候，我们没有那个对的动机。
But if you are married.
但是若是你结婚了。
It is perfect.
那就是完美。
Never look back. Anyone, men, women, never look back and say, I made a mistake. Whoever you are married with, it is perfect and God can bring you into His eternal purpose with and through that person.
不管不要往后看，说我做错了一件事，做错了什么事。只要你结婚了，你的配偶就是神所赐给你最好的，他要借着他带你进入他神永远的旨意。
Parents, you do have the perfect children.
对父母而言，你有最完美的孩子们。
I don't care what kind of problems you are having with your teenagers.That it is perfect, and we are to give thanks in all things.
不管你对你的少年的孩子们有什么的问题，他都是最好的。我们要在凡事上谢恩。
When this becomes a reality, when we come around the table with in the morning, it'll be so much easier to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Because everything that happened during that week, even the worst thing that could have happened, in our mind, the worst thing, can be an opportunity to give thanks.
当我们有这样子的态度在主的面前的时候，我们当我们来到主的桌子面前，我们就非常容易把感恩谢给他，献给他，我们就能够对他说谢谢你。即使我们认为说在过去一周里面，我们曾经遇见一些我们最不喜欢的光景。
Preceding this chapter, first and second chapter, we see an infantile woman.
在第一章、第二章里面，我们看见有一个在婴儿期的这个女子。
A baby Christian.
对，是一个婴儿基督徒。
Experienced the Lord's forgiveness.
他经历到主的赦免。
Knew what it was to have eternal life.
他知道说能够得到永远的生命是怎么样。
No fear of death.
他不再惧怕死亡。
But not as yet come into God's eternal purpose.
能够进入到神永远的旨意，但是他还没有进入到神永远的旨意里。
And so there is something within.And, you know, the Lord leaves us with a will, thank the Lord. That's what He's trying to change, our will. Our will to become, His will. His will to become our will. And there's something that starts to brood in this damsel, in this lady. She wants to get up and she wants to find the Lord.
神当带领我们也是照着我们的意愿，感谢主，因为他要把我们的意愿改成他的意愿变成我们的意愿。在她这个女子的心里面，她们就有意愿，她想要起来寻找主。
She really doesn't take the correct approach.
但是她却没有走一个对的方法。
But you know, the Lord always honors our motivation. He's looking at our heart.
神一直是看我们的心，他是非常顾念我们的意愿。
And He saw here in this lady, He sees in you and I, He sees in our family, He sees in our fellowship.This is kind of, this whole message this morning, brothers and sisters, is to us individually, to us as that microcosm, the family, and as the body, the church.
神是看我们每一个人的心，我们个人的心，在家庭里面的光景跟在聚会里面。今天早上这个信息也是对着我们个人而言，对着家庭而言，对着整个教会而言。
The Lord honored us, and will honor.And will come to us individually and corporately when we start saying, Lord, we are helpless. Where are you? We want to see you.
当我们来到主面前跟主说我们是无助的，但是主我们需要你，他就会尊重我们的意愿，不管是我们个人的还是在整个教会里的。
And we see this woman, she moves out into the street.
我们就看到这个女子，她就到街上去找。
Not really the best place.
不是最好的地方。
It's obviously a sign that she is lost.
我们可以看见说她实在是迷失了。
But she comes across the spiritual leader, the watchman.
但是她遇见那些巡逻的人，那些属灵的带领人。
And these watchmen are very mature.
这些带领的人，属灵带领人，他们是非常成熟的。
All they can do is point her to the Christ.
他们就把他指向基督。
They can't do it for her.
他们不能够为他做。
And so she leaves them.
所以他就离开他们。
After she says, have you seen the one I love?
他就问他们说，你有没有你们看见我心所爱的没有？
And we move into the fourth verse and it says, scarcely had I passed by them when I found the one I love. I held him.And would not let him go until I had brought him to my house of my mother and the chamber of the one who conceived me.
第四节，我刚离开他们，就遇见我心所爱的，我拉住他，不容他走，领他入我母家，到怀我者的内室。
This time she's going to hold on.
这次她就要紧紧抓住。
This time she just wants to be in the presence of her lover.
现在她只要在她所爱的同在之中。
Until I brought him to the house of my mother.
直到我领他入我母家。
The only way we can come to the Lord is when we see that it is grace.
只有当我们看见说是只有是基督的时候，我们才能够看见主。
The house of his mother here is 100% grace.
他母家乃是百分之百的恩典。
there is nothing that she can do. There's nothing that we can do.
我们不能够做什么。
It is grace that brings us into the Lord's presence.
乃是因着恩典，主把我们带入进入他的同在里。
In the fifth verse there, I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles or by the does of the field, do not stir up or awaken love until it pleases.
第五节，耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我指着羚羊或田野的母鹿嘱咐你们，不要惊动，不要叫醒我所亲爱的，等他自己情愿。
Here I think is a precious word for all of us.
这是对我们每一个人都是一个非常宝贵的话语。
There is not a person that is a believer in this room where in a very short time we will notice around us that there is someone less mature.
在我们在座的每一个信徒在很短的时间里面你就可以发现在你旁边还有一个比你稍微不成熟一点的信徒。
Each one of us in this room are at a different state of growth.
在我们每一个人在座的每一个人都是在不同的成长阶段里。
God has an order in which He brings all of us from here to here.
神有照着他自己的意思，他把我们从一个地方带到另外一个地方。
It's not through tradition.
并不是借着不是借着传统。
Which is one of the traps of the enemy.
这乃是仇敌所给我们的一个陷阱。
We have this cookie cutter mentality.
我们有一个这个好像做饼干的那个模子一样。
We see something that worked here.And then we try, just like the disciples did when Jesus comes, is try to duplicate it over here.
我们看到在这边这样子做是可行的，我们就想要照样在别的地方也用同样的模式来做。
Whether it's our gospel meeting,
不管是我们福音聚会
，whether it's talking to someone about their marriage relationship,
或者是跟一些人交通他们婚姻的关系
，whether it's raising children,
或者是教养孩子们。
We have this cookie cutter mentality, so we write a book on the subject on how to perform one of these things.
我们有这个切饼干的模子的方那这种思想，所以我们就写一个书，说你如何来做这件事，如何来做那件事。
The Lord's dealing with us is all very much an individual thing.
但是主对我们每一个人的教导乃是个人的。
This is one of the reasons all 4.some billion people.That live on the face of this earth have a different look about them.
这就是我们在这世上有这么有亿万的人，但是我们每一个人都有不同的样子。
It tells us of the uniqueness, not only of the physical, but also of the spiritual, what the Lord is intending to do in each one of us.
不管是在我们在我们外观上面，我们是独特的。即使在我们的属灵的成长里面，神对我们每一个人也都是不一样。
And the Lord gives us a warning here in this verse, not to instruct, not to cookie cutter each individual.
在这边，神给我们一个教导，叫我们不要来教导，或者是要用同一个模式来做每一个人。
The best advice that any one of us can give another brother or sister when they are lost, like this dear bride is lost here.Is point them to Christ.
当任何人失落的时候，或者像这个女子她在失落的光景里面的时候，我们所能够做最好的就是把她指向基督。
Refrain from ordering their life for them.
不要为他们的生活来做一个调整。
Now what you need to do is you need to get up at a certain time and you need to study your Bible for an hour and then after that you need to pray for a half an hour and then after this you need to do this.
或者告诉他们说你早上应该几点钟起来，你应该花一个小时来读圣经，然后再来半个小时祷告等等。
It doesn't work.
那样子是没有办法的。
Some people, if they were to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and start to read the Bible, in 2 minutes they'd be asleep.
有些人他五点钟起来开始读圣经，但没到两分钟他就睡着了。
I have a dear friend from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock every night. He spends 2 hours with the Lord.
我有一个朋友，他每一天晚上从10点到12点。
At 10 o'clock at night, I cannot even open my Bible, much less read it.
但是到晚上十点的时候，我根本就没有办法，没有力气打开我的圣经，也没办法读。
We all have different faces.
我们每一个人都有不同的脸。
We all have different personalities.
我们每一个人都有不同的个性。
We all have different dispositions.
我们都有不同的性格。
And the Lord has a unique portion of his son he wants to put in each one of us.
而且主他在我们每一个人里面都想放进的独特他儿子独特的一面。
Those gazelles are very easily frightened.
羚羊跟母鹿都是很容易被惊动的。
And a lot of times we frighten a student, someone that we're counseling, just by our religion.
常常我们用我们的宗教来吓坏了我们所要帮助的人。
By our pouncing on them, ordering their life for them.
或者是我们要指教他们做什么事情，指教他们的生活。
Husbands that are strong in spiritual stature have a tendency to be overbearing on their wife.Gotta do it, you gotta get up on it. Don't read the paper, you gotta get in the Word.
对，属灵生命比较成熟的丈夫总是想要来告诉他的姊妹怎么样子做，你不要再读报纸了，要读圣经。
Wives tendency to do the same thing. When they feel that they have a little spiritual edge on their husband, they're coming along here and needling them in various ways.
这姊妹的也是一样，她认为她们的属灵生命稍微好一点，她也是想用各样方面来跟她的丈夫讲。
Will drive a wedge between the Lord and that person, plus it also drives a wedge between you and that person.
这就在她跟那个主之间和你跟那个人的中间就有了一个阻隔。
I love that one phrase there at the end of that verse.Where it says, do not stir up nor awaken love until it pleases. At its right time, this love will come forth.
我最喜欢那句话，就是说不要惊动，不要叫醒我所亲爱的，等他自己情愿，在对的时候，他自己就会起来。
Let the Lord deal with your spouse.
让主来对付你的配偶。
Let the Lord deal with your teenagers.
让主来对付你的青少年孩子。
Let the Lord deal with your unfair boss.
让主来对付你那不公平的老板。
Every once in a while I'll hear of a Christian reading the scripture to an unsaved boss, trying to straighten him out.
我们常常会听到说一个基督徒他对着他那个不信主的老板来读一些圣经，想要来指正他。
We're not to use that tactic even on believers, much less an unbeliever.
我们对信徒，我们都不应该那样子做，更不能够对不信主的人这样子做。
Scene changes in verse 6.
到第六节，那个一切的情况就改变了。
We see here this movement again of God, beginning with who is coming out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke, perfumed with myrrh, frankincense, with all the merchants' fragrant powders.
我们在这边看神是一直往前进的第六节那从旷野上来形状如烟柱以墨药和乳香比商人各样香粉熏的是谁呢
What a picture, beautiful picture of seeing Christ depicted here by Solomon coming, this procession coming out of the wilderness.
这是一个何等美丽的光景看见我们的基督在这边就是以所罗门王 来代替的来代表的从旷野上来。
There's a simple progression in the Old Testament of God's purpose.
在旧约里面我们看见神的旨意有一个他的前进。
And the progression begins in Egypt and it moves to Canaan. Three distinct places. Egypt, the wilderness, and Canaan.
我们可以看见有三个非常大的区别就从埃及旷野到迦南。
And here we see this procession. It's already moved out of Egypt. We're talking about a redeemed situation here. We're talking about a redeemed person, a redeemed procession, and it's moving out of the wilderness into what God's heart is all about, and that is Canaan, union with Christ.
我们看见这里有一个车队，他们已经从埃及出来，他们乃是得救的一般人。他们在这边，他从旷野上来，要进入神的心意里面，就是与神完全的合一，就是在迦南地。
Like pillars of smoke.
乃是形状如烟柱。
You know, it takes a miracle for smoke to become a pillar.
实在是要有一个奇迹才能够让那些烟变成像个烟柱一样。
It's sort of like that branch. It's a miracle for a branch ever to produce fruit.
就好像那个枝子一样要实在是要一个奇迹才能够让枝子能够产生果子。
When I read this, I couldn't help but think of that thorn bush that that Moses saw.
当我读到这里之后，我实在是不得不想到摩西所看到那个荆棘。
Moses had seen a lot of thorn bushes.
摩西在一生里面看到许许多多的荆棘。
But all of a sudden he saw one at the end of his life. He had really come to the end of his life. He had seen it all. But he saw a thorn bush that did not burn up. And it was on fire.
但是在他年纪的结尾的时候，他认为他已经看到了所有的东西了，他却看见了一个荆棘，是在烧着的荆棘却没有被火烧掉。
Behind this smoke to make this pillar of strength, behind this is fire.
在这个烟柱之后后面乃是火。
Fire that has burned up the dross, burned up that which is of no use, the straw and the hay, wood, stubble, straw.
这个火是已经烧尽了一切的悲瓶下品，悲情下品，烧尽了一切的草木禾秸。
Perfumed with myrrh and frankincense.
它是以没药和乳香熏。
It's a little different order than we have this week when we sing We Three Kings.
这是与我们这礼拜唱诗歌是有点不一样。
In the New Testament, it's the gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
我们看到黄金、乳香和没药。
But here we have a different order. Myrrh preceding frankincense.
在这边我们看到这个次序是相反的。没药是在乳香之前。
For the Lord to move, for the Lord to bring us out of that wilderness, death must precede life.
为了让主能够把我们从旷野里面带出来，必须先有死亡才有生命。
I think all of you know, most of you know that myrrh is what the Lord was embalmed with.
我想大家都知道。我们主身上所包裹的就是没药。
And through the Bible, it always refers to death.
在圣经里面，没药总是代表死亡。
If our lives are to come into the life of Christ, death must occur first.
若是我们要进到基督的生命里面，我们必须要先有死亡。
Spiritual death.
先要有属灵上的死亡。
This is why we make this statement: the cross must be working in our life.
这就是我们这样子说，十字架必须要在我们身上工作。
The cross is the death, the burial, and the resurrection working daily in our life.
这十字架就是死亡、埋葬和复活，它每一天都在我们的身上工作。
In a practical way, what does that mean?
在而且是在一个非常实际的方面。
Have you ever thought of that? We use this term, the cross working in my life. What does that mean?
我们常常这样子说，这十字架在我身上工作，这到底是什么意思呢？
There's this unreasonable situation at work, and we say,the cross is working in my life.
当我们在工作里面碰到一个情形的时候，我们就说十字架在我们身上工作。
Well, quite simply, when we're in an unreasonable situation like that, there is this flesh that loves to rise up and have its rights.
当我们在不合理的情形之下的时候，我们的肉体在就很想起来，要争取我们的权利。
Claim its rights.
要来争取我们的权利。
And in our mind,we must take that thought and realize that 2,000 years ago, that thought of hatred, resentment to our boss went to the cross.
但是我们在我们思想里面，我们必须要把那样子思想对我们老板那个恨恶的思想，知道说，看见说在2000年以前就已经定在十字架。
And we recognize in our heart that that particular sin, that attitude, not only went to the cross and died, but it was buried.
若是我们心里面有这样子思想的时候，那个罪恶的思想就已经钉在十字架上，被埋葬了。
And in place of that thought, that resentment towards my boss, towards my spouse, comes life.
那取代那个对我们老板、对我们配偶那些恨恶的思想，乃是生命。
All done by faith.
乃是这都是一切都是在信里面。
Not by feeling, because all of us.Don't feel too good about the situation.
并不是靠凭着我们的感觉，因为我们每一个人都不会觉得那是很好。
Strictly a act of faith.
严格说来，完全都是信心。
So here, as this procession, for the Lord to move, for the Lord to come out of this wilderness, there must be, first and foremost, this death. He cannot appear. Solomon could not have come forth if there isn't this death.
若是没有先有这个死亡的话，我们的主或者是所罗门王就没有办法从旷野上来。
The principle of the Lord's testimony is never furthered without you and I dying spiritually.
若不是因着我们你和我在属灵上的死亡的话，主耶稣的见证就没有办法彰显出来。
The Lord's testimony is not activity.
主耶稣见证并不是一个活动。
All over this city right now, there are people singing Christmas carols, worshiping, praying. But the question is whether or not there is a testimony.
今天早上在这个整个城市里面有许许多多人，他们在唱圣诞节的歌，他们在敬拜主，在祷告。但是最主要的是，他们有没有主在他们中间？
Is there that which smells good to the Lord?
是在那个是不是有馨香的气能够讨主的喜欢？
From the death of the flesh comes that frankincense, that sweet smelling aromatic perfume that smells good to the Lord.
从那个死亡的里面就产生出来这个馨香的气息，这个乳香能够讨主的喜欢。
But only as the myrrh, the death precedes, is there that frankincense.
只有当末药在，先有末药才有乳香。
With all the merchants, fragrant powders.
比商人各样香粉熏的。
Behold, it is Solomon's couch, with 60 valiant men around it, of the valiant of Israel.
看哪是所罗门的轿，四围有60个勇士，都是以色列中的勇士。
As this procession comes forward,
当这个车队往前走的时候,
we see this couch, this place of rest. This is where we have union with Christ. This is where Solomon and his bride sleep.
我们看到这个轿就是所罗门王和他心腹安睡的地方，这个我们与基督合一以后这个安息的所在。There's
this beautiful place of rest.
这是一个非常美丽安息的地方。
You know, brothers and sisters, we can easily take a test to see how we are faring if we're a part of this procession.
弟兄姊妹们，我们可以用一个很简单的测验来看，说我们是不是在这个行列里面。
The test is simply this. This morning, yesterday, the day before, is our heart in a place of rest?
就是今天早上、昨天、前天，我们的心是否是安息的呢？
Our relationship, again, in our family life, with the children, with our spouse, is there that rest?
在我们的家庭生活里面，对我们孩子，对我们的配偶，我们心里面是否有那个安息呢？
Is there anxiousness, argumentation?
是不是有激动，有言语上的冲突？
Is there sullenness, quietness, where a husband and wife do not even talk?
或者是很严肃，很安静，夫妇之间根本不讲话呢？
Do you feel like when you're walking around the house that it's like walking on eggs? You don't want to disturb the other person.
或者是你在房间里面走路的时候，好像是走在鸡蛋上一样的，你不想要惊动其他的人。
The Lord cannot move in. The Lord cannot move us out of the wilderness. Solomon cannot bring his court forward on that type of thing. There must be that rest.
若是我们是在那样子光景中，主就没有办法把我们从旷野中带上来。所罗门 王的那个行列就没有办法往前行。
You know, this lack of rest is often covered up by servants.
我们这样的缺乏安息，我们常常是外面有一个东西把它们遮蔽起来。
The church, brothers and sisters, the body is going to be built on this whole concept of rest.
这个教会必须要建造在这个安息上面。
There must be a quiet spirit.
我们必须在灵里是安静的。A
spirit that is anchored with the Lord.
我们的灵必须是以主为我们的锚。A
real intimacy, even though, like at this time of the year where there is people coming and going, there is this quietness, there is this rest. There is not this hurry.
即使在一年这个时候里面，许许多的人来来往往，但是我们的灵里面却是安息的。 没有这个着急的情形。
There's a beautiful little description of this in Ezekiel 44 where it speaks that the garments of the priest could not be a wool, anything that caused sweat.
在以西结书里面44章就有一个很好的形容，就是说这个大祭司的衣服不能够是用羊毛做的，因为不能有任何东西让它会出汗的。
In our family, there should not be anything that causes anxiousness, sweat.
在我们家里面也不要有任何的事情是让我们焦躁，让我们流汗的。
As we contemplate the next Sunday, going into the new building, there should not be anything that causes anxiousness or sweat. Whatever your service might be, it just needs to be given to the Lord.
当我们想到我们下礼拜天就要在新的地方聚会的时候，我们也不应该有这样焦急，这个焦急的情形。不管我们的工作是什么，我们都把它交给主。
Anxiousness, sleeplessness, a lot of these things are indication that we're not at rest.
焦虑、失眠，这些都是告诉我们说我们并没有在安息的情况中。
And around this couch, we see these 60 valiant men.
在这个轿的四围有60个勇士。
Reminded of Nehemiah building the wall, where in one hand they had their weapon, in one hand they had their working tool.
这让我想到尼希米他们在重建城墙的时候，他们一个手是拿着兵器，一个手拿着工具。
The Lord gives us this picture of rest, and he quickly has to come back and say, "But you're in it. The victory has been accomplished."But at the same time, there's a battle going on.
神让我们看见了这个安息，是这个征战已经得胜了，但是我们却是在征战里面。
There is alertness that all of us must have and realize, or otherwise the enemy will come in and take a little bit of joy out of our family, a little bit of joy out of the fellowship. This is to be a time of joy, and yet the enemy tries to eke out and steal that joy.
我们必须非常的警醒。否则这个仇敌就会进来，把一点点的喜乐从家里拿走，把一点点喜乐从我们聚会中间拿走。这是应该是一个喜乐的时候，但是他却进来把喜乐拿走。
And in the last three verses, we see just a beautiful picture of the prerequisite for the Lord Jesus to move.
在下面的三节里面，我们就看见说要让主能够往前行的有三个条件。
You know, we have this idea that the Lord can just, we send up a prayer, we trigger the Lord, and he's just going to go out and zap people, and he's going to do this whole thing.
我们以为说我们只要借着祷告，主就会出去为我们做任何的事情。
But in these three verses, we see just a beautiful prerequisite. What must be laid down for the movement of the Lord in our life, in our family, and in our fellowship?
在这三节里面我们就看到说有哪些事情我们应该放下的，好让神能够在我们的个人生活上，在我们家庭中，在我们的聚会中间往前走。
And anytime these things aren't accomplished, then the Lord, his hands are tied. And he stops and he goes into another direction because in 1994 he's going to accomplish what he wants to get done.
若是任何的这边所提到的一些事情是没有放下的话，那主就停下来，他甚至就走了朝另外一个方向而去，因为在1994年他有他的目的，他必须要成全他所要达到的。
And quickly there in those last three verses we see those prerequisites. Number one, we see that word wood.
第一个我们看见的木。
Cedars of Lebanon.
黎巴嫩的木。
The perfect humanity, the one new man that God has been looking for.
是那个完全的人性，乃是神所要得着的。
That's the superior, noble, perfect individual that God has always had on his heart. He's got it.
那个乃是纯洁尊贵的人性，是一直是在神的心里面。
And that man must precede any movement of the Lord.
那个人必须要在主所一切的行动之前。
The direction that the Lord is going to take in 1994 will be just this. It'll follow where that humanity, that superior being, that cedar of Lebanon is laid down as a foundation.
1994年神所有一切的工作的方向都是要跟随着这个超越的完美的人性，就是这黎巴嫩木，他所做建成的一个根基。
When I was a teenager, I cut shakes for cedar shakes for shingle for rock.
像我在青少年的时候，我是锯那个木头是为了搭屋顶。
Believe it or not, the easiest part of cutting a shake is the actual cutting it. It is finding and getting the cedar is the most difficult thing.
最简单的就是在剪的地方，但是最难的就是要找到那个木头。
The cedar that is best, cedar that is say 300 years old, it has been down in a bog for 100 years. For 100 years in some pond, some pool of water, submerged beneath the water,land there, most wood be totally rotten.
那最好的木头就是已经有差不多300年之久，然后又是在森林中，也许在湖底下，在水里面有差不多100年之久，但是一般的木头在那样子光景中都已经腐烂了。
Finding the cedar is very difficult. Getting it out is another problem because most of the cedar is whole 5 foot through, the pieces like that, and long.
要能够找到那个木头是一件很难的事情，要能够把它拿出来也是一件很困难的，因为它们都是很大的。
The point is, in cedar, different than all of the wood, there is a resin that is impervious to decay. It's impervious to animals. That's why, even in our homes today, we put cedar chests and things, because moths don't like it.
那个特别的木头它是有里面有一个浆汁或什么东西，它是能够使它不腐烂的，即使在我们家里面，我们也喜欢有这样子的，用这种木头来做柜子。
The foundation for God's movement in 1994 must be His Son, this superior, this noble person, the one that God calls His Son.
神1994年的工作必须要建造在他儿子的这个根基上面，这个是一个尊贵的，是超越的人性。
And we see Solomon coming in here. He is moving into 1994 in our own assembly here. It's made with pillars of silver.
我们看见这个在所罗门的他的这个教柱是用银做的。当他往前行的时候，当我们的聚会往前行的时候，
God can only move where redemption, where Christ has preceded.
神只能够只有当基督的救赎已经成就的地方，神才能够走。
We already referred to the cross. Where the cross has dealt deep in the individual, God can move in that company.
当十字架已经在我们的生活中深深的工作的时候，神才能够朝着那个方向去。
Do you see why you are faced with all kinds of problems during the week?
你能不能够看见说你一周里面所遇到的种种的问题
It's for a good reason.
都是为了一个好的原因
To cause us to give up.
乃是叫我们放弃自己
To cause us to come to this verse here and say, Lord, you're the foundation. You're the pillar of silver. I repent. Its support is gold. We need this divine nature. It has to be of God. Nothing can be built that is not directly from God.
在这边我们就看见说一切的事情都是这一切的困难都是叫我们来回到主面前说主你自己就是你那个教柱是用银做的 而且你的那个教底是金做它乃是你那个圣洁的性情
Its seat is purple. The authority is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is the authority of our marriage. The Lord is the authority of our personal life. The Lord is the authority. He's the one that rules over our fellowship. Not brothers, not individuals.The Lord is the one. There is only one head. There is not a man. There is not men that rule over our. It's the Lord Himself.
这个坐垫是紫色的，就说出神的权柄。它是应该是我们个人的权柄，个人生活的权柄。我们家庭的，我们聚会里面都是他来做主，以他为首的，并不是某一个人，乃是他来做我们一切生活教会聚会的元首。
God cannot move. God will not come out of that wilderness. God will not move into our lives in 1994 without that next word, paved with love.
若是没有那个下面一句话，其中所铺的乃是爱情的话，神就不会从旷野里上来，不会往前走。
I've spent much time this last year just talking on this subject of marriage, husband and wife.
在去年过去一年我花了很多时间在讨论到婚姻的问题。
And the point is very simple. Without love in that microcosm, that of the church, the microcosm being the family, without that love, there is no way for the Lord to extend, first of all, into that family, much less the body.
这个是非常简单，若是在那个小的团体里面，就是家庭里面没有爱的话，那个神的爱就不能够浸透在那个家里面，根本不能进到。
We end up doing what millions do, playing church.
我们就像其他的人一样的，就是在那边
playing religion.
像玩教会或者是宗教。
Psalms 133 tells us about what God thinks of the blessedness of the unity of the brothers.
在诗篇第133篇主耶稣神让我们看见说弟兄相和睦同居是何等的。
I'll give you a little secret this morning on how to love your brothers and sisters.
我今天早上给你们告诉你们这秘诀如何来爱弟兄姊妹们。
Stop looking at what they're wearing.
不要看他们所穿的是什么。
Stop looking at the way they talk.
不要看他们讲话的态度是什么。
Or even the way they act.
或者是他们的行动。
Just remember, even if you can't even see it, remember that there is a portion of Christ in each one of them.
即使你不能看见，但是要请你记住，在他们每一个人心里面都有基督。
Quit focusing on the immaturity.
不要看见他们不成熟的方面。
But focus on the fact.You might not be able to empirically see it, but the fact is that every brother and sister that knows the Lord personally today has a deposit of the Lord Jesus. And Christ looks down and says, they're mine today. And we're to look at each other the same way.
也许我们看不见，也许是很不容易看见，但是我们必须要记住说，在我们每一个相信主的人当中，我们与主有亲密的关系。之后我们每一个人里面都有基督的成分在我们里面。
Next Sunday we're going to be moving into a new facility. That new facility does not. I don't see where it says new facility here in this passage. As what gives God movement. What gives God movement is this love among the brethren.
下礼拜我们就要到我们新聚会的地方去。在这边没有告诉我们说，因为有一个新的聚会，神才会往前走，乃是因着在我们弟兄姊妹之间彼此相爱。神才有路可走。
And that love, P.S., starts in the home.
这个爱乃是要从家庭里面出来。
What is in the home is the only thing that can be brought to the fellowship.
在家里面所有的才能够带到聚会里来。
Anything less than that is hypocrisy.
少于那个都是假冒伪善。
Closing.
结尾。
The daughters of Zion, the overcomers, saw what God was after.
锡安的众女子们，她们看见了。神所要得到的是什么?
What makes God's heart glad?
是什么能够使神的心喜悦呢?
What is Solomon's crown of joy?
什么是所罗门王冠冕的喜乐的冠冕呢?
What is the Lord Jesus' crown of joy?
什么是主耶稣基督他喜乐的冠冕呢?
What was Paul's crown of joy?
保罗他喜乐的冠冕是什么呢?
The Son and the Saints.
乃是在圣徒中间的儿子。
The love of the brethren.
乃是在弟兄姊妹彼此相爱。
A deposit of Christ that represented what God was after.
乃是在我们在我们里面的基督让圣主的心喜悦。
This is what God's going to get in 1994.
这也是主他们在他在1994年里面所想要得到的。
With thousands of people on this earth.
在这世上千万的人。
He has billions to choose from, and he moves, looking for that heart that just says, I want to enter into that.
他有许许多人他可以选择，但是他在寻找那个有一个心向着他的人，他就说他要愿意进到那个人心里面。
I want to be riding in that chariot as it comes out of the wilderness.
当那个轿从旷野里上来的时候，我愿意是在坐在那个轿里面。
I want to be side by side with Solomon, our Lord Jesus.
我愿意与所罗门王是同一起同行。
That's right.
让我们祷告。
We thank you, Father, for your Son.
天父，我们为着你的儿子感谢你。
We're thankful, Father, for the honor that you bestowed upon your Son.
我们感谢你，赐给你儿子的尊荣。
But this morning we rejoice that you desire to share your Son with us.
今天早上我们感谢你，因为你愿意与我们分享你的儿子。
And that we don't have to be a slave to this old nature day in and day out.
我们不需要成为这个世界大自然的一个奴仆。
But we can enter into the fullness of your son.
我们乃是能够进入到你儿子的丰满里面。
Father, may we be those in 1994 that are representative of your full plan.
主愿意，天父愿意我们在1994年里面能够成为代表你整个计划的人。
May we be those who can rejoice at the here then, rejoice in all things that come our way.
愿意我们在这个年终的时候，在一切的事情上，我们都能够喜乐。
Open our eyes that we might see that and be able to do that.
开我们的眼睛，让我们看见那个，让我们也能够做到。
In Christ's name, amen.
靠基督的名，amen.